As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is concerning. This was found by the guys over the overnight. Keith Law, and this is some really wonky stuff. Keith Law, I mean, really digs into the weeds here. But he has the top 50 MLB prospects after 2 months of the season, which is a little bit bizarre.
That's some real scouting.
That's some hardcore scouting right there. So Keith Law is a name that you know, and he's been on Baskin and Phelps, I'm sure, a time or two. And Travis Bazzana is rated 25th. On this list, and I mean, this is a number one overall pick that's listed 25th on this list, and then you go down, and you realize, or you don't realize anything. You just read what he writes, and it's fairly concerning here, where you have this written. And I'm going to read this for you guys. Preseason 2025 rank was 25th, so he hasn't really moved. But he writes, Keith Law writes, "quote I'm worried about this one, not because Bazzana's hurt and out for a while with an oblique strain." But because he has started to have trouble with contact due to his very steep swing, striking out 28% of the time in Double A before the injury. I've also had less than glowing reports on his defense at second base. If he's a left fielder and the contact skill isn't what it appeared to be, his most likely outcome isn't close to what it seemed last spring. That's what Keith Law writes about Travis Bazzana.
Well,
holy Chautauqua.
Looks like it's all over. You have a rough 2 months, Keith Law writes you off, and that's the end of things.
It seems to be a bit premature. he does have Charlie Condon. He has him ranked 14th right now, which he's in the Rockies system. And the Rockies have 9 wins and 50 losses this year. They're on pace for like 25 wins. Yeah, that's how bad it is. I guess I got to ask Terry Pluto about this coming up at 9:02, don't I? But I don't want to sound an alarm, because it's like everything I've seen based on, because he's on, when Travis Bazzana was playing before the oblique strain, his highlights were all over the internet every time.
Yeah.
But that's part of the problem, is I'm only looking at the highlights. Because like to me, are strikeouts a big deal again? Because before it was like, well, strikeouts were no big deal over the last several years. It's like, well, you know, it's the way it goes. You're trying to make that sort of launch angle contact, what you're trying to do, and 28% of the time the strikeouts there. I mean, Keith Law doesn't seem to like him whatsoever, and I didn't think anything was a big deal before. Now, I honestly did not know the long swooping swing. I did not know that people were so concerned about such a thing. But everything I heard out of the minors, anybody who covers Travis Bazzana, and maybe I have to go check some of the records there, but like, The scouts and everybody, they seem to be, this is why he's the number one overall pick. This is why he's so good. Fast track on his way up to the bigs. Now he's not going to be back, probably not going to be up until next year.
I think that's
because
part
of the injury,
of it.
But
I think,
Lordy.
What you just referenced, the fact that he was the number one overall pick. So there's going to be
we
more.
Judge him more harshly,
I think,
than other ones?
I think there's going to be more scrutiny on a guy like that as opposed to a guy even taking number five, you know, taking fifth overall, just because, you know, when you have that number one pick, and remember how when we ended up, you know, finding out that's where we would be drafting. We had all these larger philosophical questions about what type of player, because never before, or not in a long time, have they had that opportunity to get the guy in the draft. They end up taking Bazaar, and just really his profile was so interesting. Who he was, his makeup, where he came from. So yes, a little premature though to be acting like we can't get a swing fixed into a season.
That's really strong
in
right
year
there.
Two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to ask Terry Pluto about that at 9:01 because he talks to everybody, and like I follow Justin Lotta and a couple of those other guys who really do like minor league inside stuff every single day. These are your prospects. If you wanted to make trades by the trade deadline, these are the prospects within like the Mets system that you would really want, like this, that, and the other. The guys who are, and I haven't heard anything. Now, again, these are Guardians guys, so maybe they are more hopeful, and so they would lead them to not be as critical as some of these players, but Lord Almighty, that's a very critical return on Travis Bazzano. So I'm going to have to ask that of Terry Pluto coming up at 9:01 this morning. David Fry pinch hit yesterday, which was a very nice thing. I know he got a standing ovation.
Yeah, got a nice
yesterday.
Ovation. That was nice.
So that was nice. Guardians won 4-2. When Shane Bieber, he's got a rehab start in Akron on Thursday. Mitch says he's thinking about going down to go see Shane Bieber on Thursday.
Wow.
Spend some time with the old man. No problem with him. What are you wowing over there?
Well, how much time do you think he'll get?
An inning.
Okay.
But Mitch and his dad are going to watch the full baseball game, I'm sure. I don't think Mitch is just going to sit there for an inning and then leave. Do you think?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mitch, you ain't going to sit there and do that, are you?
No, I'll probably be keeping score the whole time.
Okay. See, that's...
Keeping score of a minor league game?
I actually like that. You're going to make fun of me. I actually like that.
Wow, I'm
down with that. Do you bring your own card or do you bring a book? What do you bring?
I actually have an iPad. I have a special app
that
I use. Yeah.
No,
that's not the same. You need pencil and paper.
I got to keep buying books.
What's the matter with that? They're like $11.
I have an iPad and an Apple Pencil I can use like a book.
It does all the work for you. You're not scoring
the
game.
That's not fun.
You're not doing anything.
I'm manually putting it in.
No, you're not.
What's the point? You click on another tab, it's got the whole box score ready to go.
You might as well run Game Changer for an 11U team right now. That's what you might as well do.
Get a bucket like my dad sat on.
Save some family the time and trouble of them having to run Game Changer, and you run the Game Changer there. All right, Mitch, enjoy your time on Thursday to see Shane Bieber. So you got Shane Bieber coming back on Thursday. He's rehabbing on Thursday. Mm-hmm. He's not coming back to the Guardians on Thursday. They're expecting him late June, early July to be able to ramp up and then come back to the big league club. You are 6 games back of the division, which is like, man, you win 2 of these games against the Angels. It seems like things are back on track, this, that, and the other. And they still, you know, as bad as things were in the first 2 games of the Dodgers series, I think they still took, 4-7 from the Dodgers and Tigers altogether. So they were still 4-3 on that. It's not that bad whatsoever. So you take 4-7, then you take 2-3. You're 6 games back in the division right now, but you're at the lead of the wild card spot. as we're just trying. And again, it's the same conversation I had last week, and I don't know when the conversation is going to change, by the way, of battling yourself and trying to keep your head above water. Because, like, you have Lane Thomas goes down. All right, now I got to figure out what to do without Lane Thomas again, because this season is quickly looking like a wash for Lane Thomas here.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I got David Fry back, which is nice, in a DH role. Eventually, I will have Shane Bieber back. Gavin Williams was excellent yesterday, so that's a positive thing that we have going for us, because I know that the kids can be a little bit up and down. So I have some of those guys that are able to fill in. If I can just, again, the battle is not against, to me, against the Tigers or anybody else. I think the battle is against ourselves to not lose a week of baseball games and all of a sudden find ourselves like out of both races. That's what I'm trying not to
do. They're the only...
Six games seems like a lot, but you can make a comeback if the Tigers lose a week of baseball
games. Yeah, this division, what, it's the only one in baseball with four teams above 500?
Yes.
So who'd have thunk it, right? I mean, we've always been extolling the virtues of being in this division and the advantages that it creates. This year, you know, it's a bit of a different story so far, but... As much as they cannot eat away at that deficit in the division, it is like I'm kind of, for the first time, kind of looking around at wild card stuff. It's so early. It is so early to be doing that.
Well, yeah, but if you're already going to be losing out on your basketball, yeah, you might as well look at that, because that's going to keep you going until the communal experience of watching football in the fall. So I might as well watch the wild card spot. It's been better this last week. You know, Nolan Jones, we were very critical of him. He had a very nice week, Nolan Jones,
yeah,
did.
Where did this guys come from?
Well,
we have eight hits.
He went 3-for-3 filling in when Stephen Kwan got banged up. So you've had other guys who were able to stick with it. I honestly think, again, you are just trying to fight yourselves instead of trying to fight these other teams, and I'm trying to get through this gauntlet of a schedule right now, because you go to New York starting tomorrow and you start that series with them. So it's still, Tone, they're still not through the woods here, but I'm still at least a little bit watching. All right, we can keep our heads above water and we can figure out what's going on the rest of the way. All right, that's basically where we're at. 216-474-0092. All right.
That's our baseball presentation.
That's the baseball presentation of Tone. So, Tone, if you go back and you watch this upcoming finals here, what are you looking for when it comes to comparing the Cleveland Cavaliers to either one of these two teams?
The first thing you're going to notice, obviously, especially if you haven't watched Oklahoma City much this year, is just their length, athleticism. It's something that I think all the Cavs conversations I hear, I don't hear people talking enough about the lack of athleticism. The Cavs are kind of shockingly unathletic. Compared to some of these teams, and they're not long, and that's what happens when you're the one thing we've beat to death. You're starting two guards, and you know Max Strus is your small forward 1 through 3. That's the of all the good teams, you're the smallest, like by far.
Yeah.
By far. Now, we didn't think, because of the shooting, because we thought the shooting was going to be so good, we didn't think that would really come back to haunt us. But the shooting dropped off a cliff. In the postseason, well, after the Miami series, so in that second series against Indiana. But I think that's what you'll notice when you're watching these teams, like they're not afraid to get out and run. Matchup-wise, it's interesting because Indiana just flat out does not turn over the basketball, but they're playing against a team that turns over everybody.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.